If anyone was the fifth Beatle, it was Brian.
The manager's name is Brian Epstein. Now, I'm terribly sorry, he can't take any calls right now. He's waiting for a call from London.
Brian was a beautiful guy, Brian Epstein, and he was an intuitive, theatrical guy, and he knew we had something, and he presented us well.
Beatles' new record is in the top 10.
Gosh, fantastic. That's marvellous.
Climbing fast. Well, it's at number 7 already.
I think it'll go to number 1, actually. That's marvellous.
Brian had this shop, and... you know, it was good. We used to get pick up the records, and he had this big Zephyr Zodiac, and he wanted to manage us, and we weren't going anywhere anyway. So, you know, he said yes, might as well.
Brian, how did the discovery of the Beatles come about? How did they enter into your life?
I heard about them through a lad who was asking for a record by them in one of my stores.
I hadn't had anything to do with pop management. Management of pop artists before that day that I went down to the Cavern Club and heard the Beatles playing. And this was quite a new world, really, for me. The Beatles were then just four lads on that rather dimly lit stage, somewhat ill-clad, and the presentation was, well, left a little to be desired as far as I was concerned, because I've been interested in the theatre and acting for a long time. But amongst all that, something tremendous came over, and I was immediately struck by their music, their beat, and their sense of humour, actually, on stage. And even afterwards, when I met them, I was struck again by their personal charm. And it was there that really it all started.
Brian Epstein, the man who built the Beatles into a cult, is now as well known as they are, and next week his book, called A Cellar Full of Noise, is published. I notice, going through the book, that you're always referring to the Beatles as us and we. You know, how much do you identify yourself with them?
This is strange, actually, because in the beginning, I was very fierce about the business of the manager not being known at all. Fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know, but it's just happened to me, actually.